Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Podcast. You're our end, Ben. We can make as many racist comments against Asian people as we want.
The term zipperhead. You want to know where it came from?
Where did that come from?
Well, back in WW2, and also, I guess, in Korea, the tread of the Jeep tires looked like a zipper. So obviously, whenever they ran over some gook's face...
Wow.
That's just the way my granddaddy tells it.
Actually, gook is a weird racial slur because all it means is person in Vietnamese.
Right. Does it really?
Yeah.
It's actually, if you think about it, a compliment.
Oh, God.
Do you think there's any more podcasts on iTunes that use the word gook?
We're allowed to, though, because you're Asian. That's the only reason we have you on here.
There is Gookcast.
I really like the word gook, though. I mean, doesn't it just kind of have a good sound?
No, yes. It's cool. Satisfying to say, too. Cool. And I'm not racist. I mean, no more than the next guy.
How do they come up with, like, racial slangs? Like, where does that come from?
Well, I told you we're zipper.
I had never
even
heard.
You gotta give me some notice on the other.
But I've never heard zipperhead before.
Either. I didn't even know what you were talking about.
Well, for years I wondered what it meant.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. Well, because you hear it in Vietnam.
I only wondered for seconds.
No, but I'm not kidding. The thing about gook, like, I hate the fact that there are certain words we're not allowed to say. I understand it to an extent. But at the same time, it's like, at a point, get over it. You know what I mean? It's just a word.
Why does it matter?
Yeah, that's what I mean. But the word gook, I really still don't think it's bad because it was a word. They used to use that word. They heard that word in Vietnam when they were in Vietnam. So they started saying it themselves. They called them gooks. It was just a word that I don't even think it's really a slur. It just, because of the circumstances, became a slur. I can't think of any word that anyone could ever say to me that I would be offended by.
Faggot?
I don't care. And I understand, a part of me slightly understands why people are offended. My sister gets mad at me if I say gay. Like, oh, that's gay. This is gay. Because it means that...
It's meant to be negative.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, like, being gay is a bad thing.
But that makes a lot more sense to me, because if we went around saying things that we didn't like were gook, oh, that's so gook. I would understand the Asian people. If you're saying, like, gook, like, that's an Asian person and he happens to be... Like, and you
it's
just
like a
mean
Mick
that.
Or a... A Mick for Irish person. Is that bad?
Yeah, that's like the least offensive seeming thing to me.
What about, what was it, WAP?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I do. That means without papers.
That's Italian, right?
Yeah, and it means without papers, because a lot of them used to come illegally.
That's like FOB, fresh off the boat.
Oh, I've never even heard that. Who do they call, who are FOBs?
Gooks.
Like Asian people. But usually it's other Asian people that use the term fresh off the boat.
Yeah.
You don't hear white people saying, God, she's so fob.
No, because gook is so much more satisfying to say.
It's a powerful word.
What about chink? Where did chink come from?
I don't know.
Is it because it sounds like ching?
I don't know. But did you ever hear about how Asian people name their kids?
Oh, I don't think I did.
It's an interesting story. I don't know.
I remember the first time I met Ben, I thought your mom was going to, like, speak quietly to you in Japanese. I think she used the word cunt within 3 seconds of me meeting her.
Did she?
No, but she swore a lot.
No, but she showed it to me.
She does cuss a lot.
Yeah.
You know who your mom kind of reminds me of? Sandra Oh.
I knew you were going to say that.
I don't even know who Sandra Oh is.
Well, you think she looks like her, too?
I do, because tonight she was over for a little bit, and I flipped it on Grey's Anatomy, and she was on there, and I said, there's you, and she just kind of gave me this chinky smile.
I think we're trying to set a record right now. We should get Guinness involved in this.
I can't wait for Shoddy to hear this episode.
For the most racial slurs in one.
What nationality is Shoddy?
I think he's a camel fucker.
We thought of a good We thought of a good racial slur. Shadi's Arabic, and we said they should be called beard monkeys.
That's pretty good.
Don't you think it's weird when people get offended by things that aren't even directed at them?
Well, like, give me an example.
Well, like if, let's say a white person was listening to this podcast and they were offended by like all the Asian racial slurs that were being used.
Well, don't worry, no white people are listening. Our audience is entirely Asian.
Is it really?
Pretty much.
It basically is.
Will you ask any of the listeners why, when they take a picture, Asian people, why do they always hold up the peace sign? What is that about?
Well, they're not that kind of Asian. We don't have a bunch of listeners. We're not big in Japan.
Oh, they're not fresh off the boat.
No, we just have a few friends and acquaintances that are Asian. And I don't know how they're going to take this.
I don't know.
Do you think some of the listeners consider me?
I hope they're not offended.
Like
let me say something.
This is the first time we've tackled these tough issues.
Right. If you're listening to this and you're offended, I deeply, deeply apologize that you're offended. But I'm not racist. If you were drowning, I'd save you. That's all I have to say. I would save you as fast as I'd save Chris.
But I wouldn't apologize to people that found this offensive anyways.
Why? You think fuck them?
Yeah.
I mean,
because how could you apologize for something that you don't agree with anyways?
What, I'm not apologizing for my actions. I'm apologizing for the outcome. For, you know what I mean, that you're offended. Because I'm saying I am sorry that in the end you were offended. This was not my intention. My intention was to make you laugh and to make you feel ashamed of your heritage.
Your intention is to make people laugh?
I guess not. More to think, I guess. I don't know.
That was one of the more ballsiest statements I've heard you say.
Oh, man. Have you ever been offended, Ben?
I don't know. Not in a long time, if I have.
I can't think of any time I've actually been... The word offended would have applied to me. Hurt, maybe, but offended, no.
Like, I get pissed off more than I get offended. Like, nobody could really say anything to me that makes me feel like, oh my god, I'm offended. But they can do things that make me think that I'm mad at them.
I mean...
Because what does that even mean to be offended? Because I know a lot of people use the word, but do they even know what that means?
I don't even think it has a meaning. It's just sort of a blanket word, so you can say, you don't have to say, my feelings were hurt, or...
Because, I mean, basically, when you're offended, you disagree with something somebody says, right? Kind of?
I guess, like, but disagreeing doesn't mean, I don't know. I mean...
I think it's a word people use to shut you up when they have nothing to say back to you.
That's exactly what I think.
And I think it's also a word that super sensitive guys use to try to get women.
I remember when my mom was in a horrible, horrible car accident and I first found out, the first thing Chris did was, I think he called dibs on something of my mom's or something like that. But, I mean... I just mean that there's no. That's like the closest situation to something where I could be offended.
And it was it. To be fair, it was kind of over the line because it was so soon. Like they hadn't even peeled her old ass off the fucking pavement, and I'm already cracking jokes.
You know, she lived through it, Chris. So I hope you found that out.
Well, it depends on your definition of live. She's like, you know how they built the Bionic Man better than before? Well, she's like, if they built her shittier than before. They had the technology. They just didn't want to spend a lot of money.
Or time.
I
don't know if you even know this, Ben. Chris has a younger brother. Is he your younger brother?
No. He's my dead brother. So he doesn't exist to have an age.
Did you know that Chris had a brother that died accidentally?
Really? How?
It was an accident when I was I was an infant, so I never knew him. He was older than me.
Is this a true story?
Yeah.
100% true.
Really?
But I'm bringing this up to think that just because every once in a while I want to make a joke about it, but I don't know if I'll offend Chris.
Well, okay, that's, I couldn't, I'm not, I would never be like hurt by it, like, oh, I miss my brother I never met before, you know, but it's like something like, I wouldn't want to joke about it, not because I don't know how I feel about it. It's not like it would hurt my feelings. It would hurt. I know that Danny's not trying to hurt my feelings, so that wouldn't hurt, you know, piss me off.
Right,
but at the same time, I don't see it as being funny.
I could see where the difference would be, because with that, I mean, when Danny's mom was almost dead, I know that you made jokes because Danny felt really sad, and you wanted to make a joke that would make him momentarily not feel sad.
Or just twist the knife.
With making jokes about your dead brother, like, what's the...
Well, no, okay, let me tell you.
What's the benefit of that?
The benefit is... There's no benefit. It's the same thing, though. It's not that I want to make him feel better. It's that every once in a while there's a setup for a perfect joke about a young kid that hung himself accidentally.
Well, look, you can do that if you want to.
No, I don't want to.
But I'm not going to jump on the boat and be like, ah, yeah, fuck yeah.
No, but, you know, okay, I just mean, like, every once in a while there's a time where I want to make a joke, but I... Because I honestly think you might laugh, but then I also think you might – it could go either – I might make you laugh or it could go horribly weird. Like Chris might just give me a weird look and be like, I don't know, Danny.
Have I done that?
No, you never would. I don't think that's what would happen. I don't think you would over – I think you would downplay how not funny you thought it was. You know what I mean? You'd nod your head and give me that fake laugh that you're giving me right now.
Well, I do that half the time you try to make a joke. I know. Whether it's about dead people or not. Every time you make a joke, it feels like a funeral.
And sometimes Danny smells like a funeral.
Oh, well, catered funeral.
Don't they know how to embalm up in this bitch?
What kind of funerals are you going to?
I only go to gangbanger funerals.
Not only that, but who gets embalmed? You don't embalm, but what are you going to? You have a lot of relatives who are... Kings of, like, Egypt or what?
You never heard of that? Embalming?
I thought they only embalm mummies.
They entomb mummies. They embalm you when they, like, suck out your organs and blood and put formaldehyde in you so that you don't stink and you preserve longer.
Do they do that to people when they die?
I'm surprised.
Yeah, they want you to look fresh at the funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I thought they
even
only
give
did
people
that
to... haircuts and stuff.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
That's somebody's job is to, like... I know sometimes if you're an old lady and you've had the same hairdresser for like 30 years, it's not that uncommon for if the lady dies, the hairdresser would come in and give her like the one last hair dressing.
You know, like when my grandmother died a little while ago, like about half a year ago, and my family went to Walmart and like bought her an outfit to be buried in. And I was thinking
that is
like
really weird.
At Walmart?
Yeah, well, that's the only store they have in that town. But I was thinking about how weird that was. But, I mean, obviously, you know, if it was someone who was closer to me, maybe I would feel more like doing something like that. But I was thinking in my head, like, it wasn't going to be an open casket funeral. And I was thinking, there is no way this mortician guy is going to put these clothes on her when he knows we're never going to see her again. And I was thinking, I hope he doesn't, kind of, because, like, that's so stupid, you know? Like, he doesn't care about her. Like, right. Why should he do that extra work? He's going to get paid anyway.
Well,
I wouldn't do it.
I feel like I'm being serious. I feel like you should get – if you're buying a outfit to bury someone, I feel like you should get some type of a discount. You know what I mean? Like – there's all sorts of, you know, you get like a senior discount at places. That seems like the ultimate senior discount. You know, you just die of old age. You should get like an extra 10% off.
Maybe the Clemens family discount was the fact that they bought her last outfit at Walmart for
$12. She's a super old lady in a small town. It's not like she would have been offended by that.
You could have slapped some, like, DKNY jeans on her.
You should have dressed her up, like, really.
Like, really ridiculous.
Really trendy.
Put highlights in her hair.
Is there anything about your grandma that I could say that might offend you?
I don't know.
Chris, I had sex with your grandmother.
Right before you put her in the Walmart outfit. When was last time... Danny's been offended.
I've never been offended. I can't, and that's why I see my sister is kind of like one of those people that she went to like a pretty liberal college, and she's always been sort of a little more sensitive, and she we get in arguments about whether or not something's offensive or not. And I you know, I'm a little better than I used to be. When I was a kid, if she always says that the golden rule isn't good enough because, you know, the golden rule says do unto others as you would have done to yourself.
Tell
and
her
I
to tell her to shut the fuck up.
No, but I mean, and I agree, and I pretty much abide by that rule for the most part. But she says it's not fair because, like, nothing bothers me or offends me, so I could get away with whatever I want. You know what I mean? Like, I can throw water at someone in their face at a restaurant because if someone did that to me, I would laugh. But no one else would put up with that.
I know what you mean, because I always think that, like, since I never get offended at things, I kind of feel like other people shouldn't either.
Yeah, I know, but at the same time, I understand, like, there are certain things you can't say.
It's about intentions, too. I mean, it's all about
intentions. That's exactly what it's about to me, and that's exactly what the entire world is about to me, is just what your intentions are. You know, I don't care about almost anything else other than your intentions. And I feel like you can see someone's intentions in their eyes. That's how I feel like you can. You know how you when you meet a guy, you meet a man, you shake his hand, you look him in the eye, you pretty much got a good sense of who he is a lot of times. And I really think you can see.
Yeah, but you gaze deeply into his eyes. Don't break the stare. Then he has a pretty good idea what you're all about.
What about you, Chris? Have you ever been offended?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I guess no, but...
Have you been offended on other people's parts? Like, on behalf of someone else? Like, you think, oh, that was... Like, I think things are rude.
I think so. Yeah, I think things are rude. But it's about rude things.
Like, it's not, like, offensive. Like, I've gotten to arguments with people at fast food places when people are rude to the people behind the fast food counter.
Yeah, stuff like that is what I was thinking of.
You know,
it's more you're just defending somebody that can't defend themselves. Yeah, because I
know that they're in a position where they know that this person's an asshole and they can't say anything about it. And this person knows that this other person can't say anything about it. And they think they're just going to get away with their... whatever they want to say at that point. And I've gotten in weird, awkward arguments with people I've never met where we're yelling at each other in Del Taco.
Didn't you have one in Sacramento that was really funny?
Yeah, with Chris, remember? Didn't
what happened?
Wasn't it El Pollo Loco? I cannot remember either. Remember I
yeah, I sort of remember.
But yes, I did.
So make up a good story.
So we're at El Pollo Loco. This gook walks in.
And already I'm pissed because clearly there was a sign, or I feel like there should have been, that said, no dogs, gooks, or Jews. Or shoes. I mean, and if no shoes. It's a sign telling you we don't serve.
So you can't order shoes there? I'm lost.
What I'm saying is, if you're a gook with or without shoes, you're not allowed. If you're white without shoes, you're allowed, but you have to go in through the side door. And you have to have someone order for you.
The sign says this.
It's a lot of fine print.
I'll tell you what. As far as like racism goes, that's one group that I don't understand. I don't know how you can hate Jews because I don't even know who to hate. I can't even tell a Jew.
Maybe before the Holocaust, there was a lot more around to hate.
What are you supposed to hate them for, anyways?
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Like being good with money.
I honestly
a little
don't.
Too good.
I honestly don't know. I think racism is blown so far out of proportion because I think most people wouldn't hesitate. I mean, it just boils down to would you really treat them different if it came down to a real life and death situation? You know what I mean?
I was listening to a podcast about this is before Obama got elected, and these guys were going around. I think it was Pennsylvania. Because that was like a major state, and they were interviewing people and asking them if they would have a problem voting for a black man. And a couple of them were saying that they voted Democratic their whole lives, but they weren't so sure that they could trust putting a black man in the highest office. And they were being pretty honest about it. But the guy, the interviewer, was making a really good point. He's like, well, but you're a Democrat, you like what this guy's about, you like his politics, and the country's in trouble. You're not going to vote for him because of the color of his skin? That doesn't make any sense. Like, what if your house is on fire and you're about to burn to death and a black fireman kicks your door down? Are you going to tell him to go fuck himself? Those weren't his words exactly, but...
That was the gist. Yeah, I don't know. I just... I mean, I understand there's a lot of racism in weird ways, but I still think if it boiled down to it, the people that even seem like they're kind of racist aren't even as racist as they really seem like they are. You know what I mean? They're just, it's almost like in a culture to be racist, you know?
Yeah. And I don't think it's more along the lines of like a whole race as much as it's just a certain type of people.
Yeah, that's true.
No matter what race they are, like, you know what I mean? Like, they always say that cops are picking on black people. No, they're not. They're just picking on people that
they're picking on
fit under a certain stereotype.
They're picking on poor people.
Yeah.
And because poor people are more likely to be committing crimes.
And blacks.
Yeah. And zipper heads.
I didn't even heard that. I honestly, when you asked if we wanted to know where the term zipper head came from, I thought you were going to describe where zippers came from, and I thought that zipper head was the technical term for a zipper.
I'd always wondered, because you'll hear that term in a lot of Vietnam movies, and I thought, well, I don't know, maybe they're trying to say because Asian people have slanted eyes that they kind of look like zippers, but that seemed like a stretch. Like, I guess
that's, I thought, a good maybe insult. They had bad teeth, like their teeth went together in a weird way.
That could be, but that's not. But that's an interesting theory.
Well, is there anyone we haven't offended in this podcast? Did we get to? Jews, Asians, blacks.
We need to spend more time on Mexicans.
That's true. We really don't go after Mexicans.
I try to spend as much time on Mexicans as I can.
Did you hear us high five, Ben?
I heard a slapping of skin.
That was a high five.
Mm-hmm. I hope.
I work with basically nothing but Mexicans. Well, there's something called El Salvadorians that I bet you didn't know about also, which is part of which I thought was part of Mexico, but it's actually a different country right below Mexico.
I'm glad you brought that up.
It's called El Salvador.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, because recently I got mildly bitched out at work by this Mexican girl, because she was talking about another Mexican girl who'd gotten fired.
Yeah.
And I didn't know her name. She was calling her by name, and I was like, "Oh, you mean that Mexican girl, that cute Mexican girl?" And she's like, "How do you know she's Mexican?" And she was like half joking but half serious. "She could be El Salvadorian. She could be Cuban. She could be whatever." And I was like, "Oh, sorry. I just went with Mexican. I just took a stab at it." She's like, "Well, she was Mexican, but you didn't know that. You know, seriously, El Salvadorian." She tried to get serious after a while. "El Salvadorians might be really mad if you would assume that." I was like, "Well, that's
then stupid. Get a bigger country and become more prominent, and, like, and stop sending every single male in your country to America if you want El Salvador to be a." I'm serious. El Salvador, that's what they do. They don't even have money anymore. They, because of how much of their male population comes to the United States to work, their money doesn't even exist anymore. They just switched to the dollar. They're on the American dollar in El Salvador because they sent so much money back.
Right. Well, that's a good point, too. My point that I should have made to her, I thought about later, is that, well, you're the racist, because why didn't you say, she could have been Irish, she could have been Alaskan, or even though that's American, she could have been Canadian.
Alaskan's not a race.
I know. She could have been an Eskimo. You know, she was being just as racist as I was, if I was, in fact, being racist by only listing Central American countries.
That's true.
I knew that Alaskan wasn't a race because I once read it in a pamphlet.
It used to be a race.
Oh, man.
Or a nationality.
No, but I didn't know that El Salvador was a country before I moved to L.A. I had no idea.
Well, it depends on your definition of country. Yes, they have a flag.
What does it look like?
Mexico's.
I don't know, because I don't give a shit.
No, I actually know exactly what it looks like. It's got this weird bird on it or something.
And I don't give a shit, not because I don't care about El Salvador, but I don't give a shit what anyone's flag looks like.
It's true.
And if you maybe host the Olympics, I might know.
All right, top five favorite flags. And I said flags, Ben.
I don't know about flags, but I'll tell you my favorite national anthem is the Russian national anthem.
Why
is that? It's way better than ours.
Is it because of Rocky?
Yeah, Rocky IV is where I first heard it. It's a good anthem. You should listen to it. It's powerful.
You should. I got to check it out on iTunes.
Why don't they try to write more up-to-date anthems for countries?
I think that, what's his name? Kanye West should redo the African anthem.
Can I be on the record for saying that Kanye West is a fucking idiot?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a joke to make. I just think Kanye West is a fucking idiot.
I agree.
Why?
A fucking idiot.
What about Kanye West? qualifies him as a fucking idiot.
I don't know. He's just one of those people that when I see him on the TV, he's like...
On the TV?
He's like Paul from the Diamond Center. I just want to fucking choke the life out of him for some reason. Or he's like the Men's Warehouse guy.
You're talking about
he's
the
probably
man?
An okay guy, but I fucking hate
he's
his guts.
The credit man.
Wow, I don't know if anyone is going to get that. I don't even... This is regional.
Yeah, is the Diamond Center everywhere, or is it only in Northern California?
I didn't even know Paul from the Diamond Center was still around.
I don't think he is. He was probably the first human I ever hated. Do you guys remember your first person you hated?
Wow. Wow, that's a good question.
I hated the Encyclopedia Britannica kid.
Who is that?
This is a long time ago. This is like early 90s, late 80s. You have to YouTube it. I'm not going to bother.
He was on commercials. I remember one of the first people I hated. Her name was Mrs. Harness. Miss Harness. She was a teacher at my school, and I hated her when I was in like first or second grade. That's one of the ones I can remember. But I also remember, the first TV show that I hated, the first thing from TV that I really, really hated, and it was Hey Dude on Nickelodeon.
Oh, I hated that too. I really had a burning hatred for that.
I do remember that. The theme song was really horrible.
Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, what? Till the break of day. Sing it again now. Yippee-ki-yay,
till the break of
day. It's funny how the theme song doesn't seem that bad anymore when you hear Danny's version.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man, I hated that show. Yeah, that theme song was pretty horrible.
But as much as I hated that show, how much did you love Salute Your Shorts?
Yeah, that was a good show.
That was a great show.
You remember Salute Your Shorts, Chris?
I didn't really get into that. I vaguely remember it. I used to hate the Three's Company intro. In fact, I think I still do.
Come and knock on a door.
It was like they were trying to be as annoying as possible in that song.
I actually like that.
We've been waiting for years.
That makes sense.
And I've never been a John Ritter fan either.
Yeah, I know. What was I going to ask you?
Were you happy when he died?
I wasn't happy, but I didn't shed a tear.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Do you guys remember the first person that made you happy that they died? Mine was Mr. Burnham.
Yeah, that was,
when he died, I was like, good riddance, you old piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I hate
how everybody hated his guts, and then when he died, all of a sudden everybody loved him again.
I actually kind of liked him. I thought he was interesting, at least. I at least said, well, you know, at least he's a teacher who is just interesting. He's a dick sometimes, and sometimes he's cool, but...
He always tried to play that, like, I'm a dick, but deep down I'm a nice guy card, but I think deep down below that he was a dick.
Yeah. There was a lot of layers of dick.
Yeah.
Hey, have either of you guys ever seen somebody die in real life? Like the actual moment?
Yeah.
I did.
Really? Both of you?
Yeah. I went to a sprint car race one time, and you know how, like, before, like, the main race, there's kind of that guy, he's out there, and he's kind of directing people as far as positioning of where they should be, and he's holding flags, and he's kind of pointing to cars, but he's, like, kind of half on the track. Mm-hmm. And I saw a car, for whatever reason, just, like totally veer into, like, way to the left and just like gunned it and just drilled that guy.
When was this? How old were you?
I was only like 10 years old.
Oh man. Was everyone freaking out?
Yeah, it seemed really fake. It's weird because you're around, you know, like a couple thousand people, then just it's weird when a couple thousand people just are so in shock that nobody really says anything.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Who did you see die, Chris? Oh, it was your grandma, right?
Yeah, I've watched two old people die.
That's
really
yeah.
That's
take
weird.
Their last breath.
Yeah.
Was it weird?
Yeah, it is weird. That's the only thing I can say about it, I guess.
Do you think they know that it's their last breath?
Well,
like they know what's happening.
No, they were both unconscious while it was happening. Well, it appeared that they were unconscious from where I was, but they could have been thinking things.
You should have shook them real fast and been like, "Hey."
Wake up.
You're about to die. You gotta watch this.
This isn't just a bad dream.
Do you remember what any of them, their last words were?
Yeah. I mean, I remember the last couple of words. It wasn't like, they were dying and trying to tell me where the treasure was.
What would you want your last words to be?
Mine would be
fuck off or something.
10 steps from the colonel's chest. There is
you a, have a twin.
There is a golden nugget.
Yeah, I want to send my family on some wild chase for treasures and lost family members that don't exist.
Maybe Chris's last words could be a request to not be buried in Walmart clothing.
Oh, man. Hey,
I don't want a Sam's Choice cotton tee.
You can get coffins at Costco now.
That's great. I saw that.
You have to buy 50 of them to get a discount.
So you gotta be either Mormon
or a serial killer.
All right, well, we're out of time, Ben. I'm sorry. We'll do this again. Hey, Ben, we have a pretty good idea. We're gonna try to put because I don't really like hosting this podcast, so I'm gonna try to get Jamie to host this podcast from now on.
And I also don't like him hosting this podcast.
Yeah, so we're gonna try to have Jamie Enochs come in and host for a little while. That way, you know, it leaves me more free to just make my sit back and kind of pick away and make my jokes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I'm famous for.
So it'll be a 4-man crew now.
Maybe. Hopefully, we're gonna try it out. We'll see how it goes.
Sounds good.
All right. Good night, Benjamin.
Good night, guys.
Good night, Chris.
Good night.
Watch out for those man-eating jackrabbits and that killer cat.